Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Jesus and We Talk. First, I would like to give thanks to Jehovah God, our Creator, Jesus Christ with the Spirit of God in Him. And no, Jesus is not God, but the Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that leads, guides, and directs us in all truths. The purpose of my show is to uplift, inspire, and inform. No blaming, no judging, and no condemnation. If the studies get a little bit too much for you, just put it on the shelf. I do ask that all questions pertaining to the studies be emailed to jesusandwe@bellsouth.net so that I may give a researched and informed answer. I will dismiss myths and strongholds that have crept into the church in our daily lives, such as what really happened in the Garden of Eden, and no, Jesus was not a Jew. There will be no rapture, and the lie of the tithe. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the Word. Join me every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Blog Talk Network. I will read a testimony from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, which can be purchased on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book, and it will be a gift that will keep on giving. And no, I am not a Jehovah Witness, but I do witness for Jehovah. Book giveaway. Every 3 months, I give away 3 of my books through my main website to people seeking our Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So enter to win. I also offer an ebook version of the book or a PDF version for free, just for asking. You can now physically check out my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, in 36 branches of the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System in Atlanta, Georgia. And if your community library doesn't have it, please ask that they add it to their catalog of books. So tune in to listen to the show, follow, and do tell a friend. My dad was a servant of the Lord, and Jehovah used him to awaken the Spirit in me. Thank you, Dad. I would also like to thank every one of you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. As always, I do invite you to visit my main website at www.jesusandwetalk.org for all information on upcoming studies, events, videos, bookings, interviews, and news. If you have missed any of my last studies, feel free to revisit my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We to listen. Study to show yourself approved, and remember, do not leave your salvation up to any man. My name is Sharon Pelham, and I will be your host. Hold on, I'll be right back. Of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of His dealings with His people in the past, in His plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. Dominion. Power, who has it and why? Today, more and more people are searching for the meaning and purpose of life. This allows Christians to reach out with supernatural power of Jehovah God to influence their culture. More souls have come into the kingdom of God in the last few decades than in all the centuries combined since Christ's ministry on earth. The battle against darkness is not going anywhere. Statistics show only 4% of today's youth will embrace Christianity. If we have the answers to life's questions, the Bible, then why are we so ineffective at reaching people? God is positioning His children to advance His kingdom concerning every ram held captive by the enemy. To be successful in this, we must understand our authority in Christ, what some call kingdom authority or dominion rule. You will hear many believers confessing that dominion rule. They think that this is a God-given assignment to rule and reign over the earth based on Genesis 1, 26 through 28. However, if all we do is confess, this goal will not be realized. Taking dominion and authority, rule, or subduing won't come through confession. Taking dominion authority is uncompromisingly tied to responsibility. God has called us to be kingdom representatives on this earth to establish a righteous pattern on this earth. We need more than authority to do this. When we have identified the areas over which He has given us influence, everything we need, favor, creativity, power, and wisdom are made available to us to transform a situation and will cause the lost to be drawn to Him. So taking dominion, therefore, requires more than simple confessing authority in the name of Jesus. It requires knowledge and the understanding and rightful use of our position in Christ. To discover what that is, we need to look at God's original plan and purpose for mankind, how authority was restored, who has the keys to the kingdom, and moving from defense to offense. Hold on, I'll be right back. Original plan. The Bible reads, God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, the beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. And in the image and likeness of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the bird of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." Again, Genesis 1, 26 through 28. Having made men in His image, and after He formed Adam, He provided men, Adam and Eve, the earth's new stewards, with intelligence, creative ability, and innate gift of leadership to rule and reign. Our Father is always about the business of His kingdom, and He created man with the same design and calling. It was natural that man and Adam be given the responsibility to manage creation, including the earth and all living creatures. To understand, let us look more closely at the original stewardship appointment. Kabas, K-A-B-A-S, the Hebrew word for subdue, means to bring into subjection, to dominate. Men would have to bring creation into order by executing his strength. And R-A-D-A-H, Radah, the Hebrew word for dominion, refers not to God's rule and responsibility, but man's. It means to manage, to reign from a position of sovereignty. God fashioned Adam to share in his authority over his creation. Adam was to live and move in a kindly manner over the earth as a son of God, along with the incredible privileges and weighing responsibilities of this position. Dominion was Adam's birthright and pleasure. But after Adam fell to Satan's deception in the Garden of Eden, the enemy has established a stronghold in all areas of our life, which today hinders our kingdom mandate. Thankfully, God made a way for us to regain our kingdom authority. He did not forget his covenant plan. And after Adam and Eve sinned, he sent Jesus, the second Adam, to save men from his lost condition and provide a better covenant, Hebrews 8:6. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is a superior to theirs, as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. Restored. During Jesus' earthly ministry, the kingdom of God was his focus. His teachings and parables explain the truths of this kingdom and how to secure the inheritance of it. Fully God and fully man, he moved in kingdom authority. Jesus came to establish his rule and the government of God by warning against and defeating Satan in his stronghold of sin and death. By Jesus' sinless life and sacrificial death, he reclaimed the dominion over this earth, which was given to Satan in the fall. Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me," he declared. Exodus, E-X-O-U-S-I-A, the Greek word for authority, means rightful, actual, and unimpeded power to act, possess, control, or dispose of something or someone. Jesus used his authority to disarm the enemy in all his demonic forces and powers. In Colossians 2:15, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Disarmed means to strip. After the crucifixion on the cross, Christ stripped Satan and all his minions of any power or authority they once had. He restored all that was given up during the fall and positioned us to partner with God in releasing his kingdom. How does this work? After the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we were given the profound privilege of being adopted into the family of God and becoming his sons and daughters. And if you are on the path of righteousness, Jehovah God has predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ,
The Bible tells us so, that we might receive the full rights as sons. Ephesians 1:5, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will. 6, to the praise of the glorious grace which He has freely given us in the one He loves. 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood and forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. 8, that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. 9, He made known to us the mysteries of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ. 10, to be put into effect when the time reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. The Greek word for adoption is H-U-I-O-T-H-E-S-I-A-N, and I won't mess that up, but it means to position as an adult son. When we are born into God's family through Jesus Christ, we are automatically blessed with the legal rights and privileges of a son. Though at first we are immature spiritually, we are considered adult sons who can enjoy the Father's wealth and exercise all the glorious privileges and responsibilities of adult sonship. We do not have to wait to enjoy our spiritual riches we have in Christ. In Galatians 3:26-27, the Bible says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." We are also heirs, Galatians 4:7, so you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. The Greek words for heir, spelled K-L-E-R-O-N-O-M-O-S, means the recipient of divine promise. An heir receives his allotment possessions by right of sonship. Romans 8:17, the Bible goes on to say, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ." Because we are not only heirs, but also co-heirs with Christ, we that belong to Jesus as the firstborn of righteousness, He also belongs to us. A co-heir is a receiver, a joint participant, and all that the Father has. Hold on. Number 3, and who has the keys to the kingdom? As co-heirs with Christ and His representatives on earth, we have the right to exercise power over the enemy in Jesus' name. We have territorial rights. Legal power usually involves a particular jurisdiction. Jurisdiction implies the ability to administer justice in a specific area. What is our area? Since we are Christ's ambassadors, His personal representatives of this heavenly kingdom to the earthly kingdom, we have His authority throughout the earth. In 2 Corinthians 5:20 reads, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though Christ were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." God partners with us to stand against the works of evil and spread the gospel of Christ. Jesus revealed the extent of our authority when he told the apostle Peter, Matthew 16:18-19, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Bind is considered whatever is found to be improper and unlawful, and loose is considered to be that which is lawful. The word kingdom in this passage refers to royal power and dominion involving the license or authority to rule. Jesus placed the keys of the kingdom in the hands of the church. We not only have access to them, but also have the right to use them if you are a believer. We have the authority to direct justice in cases held in the heavenly courts of law when executed in partnership with the obedience of the Lord. Though we do not have the right to tell God what to do, we do have the legal right, authority, and power to bind what the Lord tells us to bind and to loose what is lawful. Therefore, we have permission to forbid on earth what is already found guilty or forbidden in heaven. And we have the right to allow on earth what is found right and permitted in heaven. Knowing this, the enemy and the powers of darkness, instead of attacking us, should be trembling in fear. The truth is, the Lord has already declared the final judgment against Satan and his army. The day for their sentencing to eternal imprisonment in the abyss has not yet come, but their defeat was secured at the cross. They no longer possess keys of authority. Jesus restored the kingdom of God in our personal lives and in creation. Jesus Christ, the keeper of the keys, gives direction through the Holy Spirit on a daily basis or moment-by-moment basis to give us the legal authority to execute his plan, provided we repent and are walking in humility, holiness, and obedience. When our kingdom plans are in concert with his and our character lines up with his, the authority to effect change can happen. However, if we plan our own agendas, hoping God will bless them, there will be no lasting fruit, effect, or change. It is not our job to direct Jesus. We look to him to give us his throne room blueprint. As we submit and build his kingdom agenda, we will be effective. Change, transformation, and revival will come. Number four, moving from defense to offense. Mankind is like two teams. We had the ball at the beginning of time, but Adam and Eve fumbled it, and the enemy picked it up. Later in the game, Jesus intercepted it and returned possession of it to us. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten the picture yet. We have been playing defense instead of running offense. And the enemy still has legal possession of the ball because we allow it. We are so busy defending ourselves that We don't realize we have the right to grab the ball from him and run for a touchdown with confidence, faith, and authority. It is time for us to stop asking ourselves, what do I have to defend myself? And to start asking God, what can I do to advance your kingdom on earth? Then when he gives us his game plan, we can step into the field with the ball, running in the direction he tells us, and expect to see individuals, families, workplaces, cities, and nations transform for his glory. We cannot allow the enemy to continue to steal the purpose for which we were created, to exert influence, rule, authority, and stewardship on the earth. Romans 8:19-21. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, and hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom and glory of the children of God. Souls are waiting for salvation. Hebrews 12:1. Now is the season to run with determination the race set before us, as the writer of Hebrews encourages us to do so. We are destined to rule in life with the kings of kings and the Lord of lords. Let's move into our rightful position as righteous sons and daughters, establishing dominion standards. Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear.
I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at jesusandwe@bellsouth.net or visit my website at www.jesusandwetalk.org. He lives, and thank you.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.